So today, as we open up the Word of God, open your Bibles with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And as you're turning to Colossians and you're getting your Bible opened, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, he said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about is we cannot continue to do the same old things and expect a different outcome. One of the things the Lord wants to speak to you and I today about in His Word is, does your prayer seem to be hindered, or you're not getting the answers from the Lord that you're seeking to get? And the Lord wants you and I to have an inventory check, a heart check. So if you look at me in Colossians chapter 3, verse number 10, the Apostle Paul says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called, and one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Today, for this morning's message, I want to focus your attention to verse number 13, where the Word of God says, "Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." The title of this morning's message is Fostering Faith. To foster is to encourage or to promote. We're going to speak about the faith to forbear, faith to forgive, and faith to forget. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of His Word. Father, we're grateful today for Your Word. We're grateful that You sent it here today to accomplish everything You sent it to do in every heart and every life. I bind every weapon the enemy's trying to form against Your children to stop their ears up or their hearts up so they're not open to receive Your Word today. The Word of God declares that You sent the Word and healed our diseases. So, Father, as Your Word goes forth today, it'll accomplish what You sent it to do. And when all is said and all is done and all is accomplished, You will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. The first thing we want to look at is faith to forbear. To forbear is to tolerate, to put up with others. So many have different personalities and different backgrounds and different attitudes, but we're to have the attitude of Christ. And this attitude of Christ, to be able to maintain this attitude, we have to maintain an attitude of gratitude. One of the things the Lord was speaking to me first about is everything we do is to be seasoned in love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul is teaching about the gifts of the Spirit that are active in the body of Christ. Each and every one of you have a gift, and God wants you to know today that no one's gift is any more important than your gift, that you have value and that you have worth. and you have something that everyone else needs in the body of Christ. You know, when I was looking at this in 12, he introduces the gift, but in chapter 13, he meshes it in love. So if you look at me in 1 Corinthians 13, the Word of God says in verse number 4, he said charity. Now, when we look at charity in the Word, that's agape love or unconditional love. God loved you and I without conditions, and we're to have that same love for others. He said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. It rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. God's love covered a multitude of sins, and his love through you and I expressed to others covers. You know, one of the words in Psalms 103, he says, he removed our sins as far as the east is from the west, not to be remembered any longer. So when I was looking at this, love will cover a multitude of sins. His love covered our multitude, and our love will cover the multitude of sins of others. The Apostle Paul would say in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1, the Apostle says, and he's speaking about the unity of the body and us coming together. And what the adversary wants to come in to do is to divide. But God says, blessed are they that remain in unity, okay? That we stay united. And Christ the solid rock we're standing, all the ground is sinking sand. So we're learning that he says in verse number 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Recognize the gift that God's placed upon you. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Blessed are those that dwell in unity, the psalmist says in Psalms 133. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We know that the enemy has come to destroy, but God has come to give us life and the abundance thereof. The prophet Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 3, Ezekiel 3, verse number 27. He says, but when I speak with thee, I will open my mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, he that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house. In other words, God says, do not resist what he is speaking to you today, because he's sending his word to bring healing in your life. And not only your life, but the life of your family. Not only the life of your family, but the lives of others that God will use you to minister to. So first we're looking at faith to forbear. So this love also gives us faith to forgive. In Mark chapter 11, Mark 11, verse number 25. Jesus is speaking about when we're praying. What did the Lord lead us into when we opened up? Is something hindering your prayers? And he says this in verse 25, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now we're talking about faith to forbear, but faith also to forgive. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you, with this in mind, in Luke chapter 17, Jesus reminds you and I that offenses will come. Hello? He didn't say maybe. He didn't say perhaps, but he says they shall come. But Jesus gives you and I a warning in the way that we react. There's others that are watching us. Our children are watching us. We're saying one thing and we're doing another. And that's confusion. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So if there's confusion, where there's confusion, there's every evil work. And we know that God is a God of order. And he does things decently and he does them in order. But then when Jesus is speaking to his disciples, those that are following him, he said in verse number one, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And Jesus in no way says that he has to mean it. The word of God says if he asks you to forgive him, that you need to forgive. So the Lord says, through the Spirit of God and through faith, we can forbear, but we also need to forgive. And the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Because when we talk the garb, we grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. The Apostle Paul says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. I'm forgiven. Because he was forsaken, I'm accepted. He was condemned, I'm alive and well. His Spirit is within me. Because he died and rose again. Amazing love, how can this be? That you, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. So he is saying to you and I through his word today, faith to forbear one another gives us faith to forgive one another, but he doesn't stop there. It also births faith to forget. Well, I forgive them, but I'm never going to like them anymore. I forgive them, but I'm never going to have nothing to do with them anymore. That's a lie from the pit of hell, because in love, if you forbear them, you forgive them. And if you forgive them, you allow the Spirit of God to help you forget the offense. You know, the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 13, the Apostle Paul says this: "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing." Jesus made it simple for you and I. He said, "If any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God." God is saying today he's given us faith to forbear one another. As we're forbearing one another, we forgive one another. As we forgive one another, we can forget what was done or the offense. If you look with me also in Isaiah chapter 65, Isaiah 65, verse number 16. The Word of God says this: that he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And he that sweareth in the truth shall swear by God of the truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes. So what he is saying to us now, to help this and to help us with our thought life, what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, look with me in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And the Apostle Peter gives us instructions here how to be fruitful. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If I have love, then I have joy. If I have joy, then I have peace. If I have peace, I have long-suffering. If I have long-suffering, I have kindness. I have kindness, I have gentleness. If I have gentleness, I have meekness. I have meekness, I have temperance. And if I have temperance, I have faith, because it's faith in action. But he says in 2 Peter chapter 1, we're going to add to our diligence virtue, and we're going to add to virtue knowledge and the word, and knowledge temperance, and temperance is going to bring patience, and patience is going to bring kindness, and kindness is going to bring charity or an agape love. He says in verse 8, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Wait a minute. But he says, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." You know, that word purged in the Greek comes from the Greek word katharismos. katharismos, and it means to remove it from your mind, to remove the thinking about it. How many know that when you forgive somebody, the enemy has a tendency to bring the thoughts back? And Jesus says, allow the Spirit of God to purge you. The purging of the Spirit will remove them. And you know, he says, how many times should we forgive a brother? Seven times? No, he said 70 times seven in a day. Amen. Sometimes I have to continue to remind myself that I forgave them. And I'm not going to remember it. And I have to cast down every imagination that exalted itself above the knowledge of God. So as we're fostering your faith today, we're speaking about faith to forbear, to have long suffering with one another, like God had long suffering for you. You know, the word of God says the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, like some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. So we're looking at the faith to forbear, the faith to forgive, and the faith to forget. So in closing, so that we do not forfeit. You know, one of the things Jesus, and we all know the Jesus's prayer, the model prayer that Jesus gave us in Matthew chapter 6. He said this, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. But Jesus did not stop there. Verse number 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So what is he saying to us today? God has given us faith through his word to forbear one another, to forgive one another, to forget the offenses so that we do not forfeit the prize. But what God wants to do, he wants us, you and I, to flourish. You know, the psalmist says in Psalm 72, verse number 6, it says, He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass and showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish in the abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. So what is the Lord saying to you and I simply in closing today? That he sent his word today for you and I to forbear one another, to forgive one another, to forget the offenses, so that we do not forfeit the prize. And maybe you're watching or listening on Facebook today, and you do not know Jesus. The Bible says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It says, How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The good thing that the Lord is bringing to you today is for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon him today? He says, Behold, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Not only is he asking for you that do not know him to come to him, but now he also wants to speak to the children of God. The John the Beloved writes in 3 John verse number 2, he said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosperest and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. As we put his word to practice, our soul begins to prosper. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're grateful that you sent this word here today to accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, first and foremost, I pray for those that may not know you. Can you just pray with me? Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I acknowledge that you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Father God, your word says that you sent your word and healed the diseases. I was reminded of the Roman centurion that came to you whose servant was sick with the palsy. You never went and laid hands on the servant. You sent the word, and the servant was healed in the selfsame hour. This morning is the first Sunday of this month, and it's Miracle Healing Sunday. So, Father, I'm sending your word out to those that are listening today. I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against their physical body. I speak to organs right now. I command organs and bodies to function as they were created in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to that pinched nerve, and I call that pinched nerve loosed in Jesus' name. I speak to the cause and effect of medications. So many are taking medications, and these medications has had an effect mentally, physically. So Lord, I speak to the effects right now, cause and effect, like the rock in the water. I speak to those effects of medication right now, and I speak healing in the name of Jesus. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon us, and with your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Father God, that you said it is finished, it was done. And you said in your word that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. So I speak to hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, I send the word to those that are battling the COVID virus. I send the word, COVID has a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. COVID, I curse you, and I send you back to the pits of hell where you belong. And I speak to those bodies and call them restored and renewed in Jesus' name. I pray a hedge of protection upon your children, Father God. Watch over and protect each and every one. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Remember, church, we'll be back in church next Sunday, so be with us here at 10:30. Be blessed and know that God's light is shining upon your life in a supernatural way. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.